I'm Jay Holland with Eagle 102.3 News.
The Randolph County Sheriff's Office report. Tant Richardson, age 60, of Wedowee, was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of marijuana, and failure to appear in court on charges of operating a boat without a fire extinguisher. Sean Allen McCall, age 21, of Lineville, was arrested for two counts of third-degree assault, third-degree domestic violence, and fourth-degree theft of property August 12th. Tuesday, Governor Kay Ivey said a statewide notification system has been activated that is designed to more quickly alert the public in the event of floods and other disasters. WTVM reports the action follows Ivey's January 13, 2026 State of the State address, during which she said $1.2 million in funding had been set aside to launch the new emergency notification system this year. Rain chances gradually increase as a stalled front slowly lifts northward. Today will bring isolated showers and thunderstorms, but coverage will continue to build through the second half of the week. By Thursday and Friday, scattered to widespread showers and thunderstorms are expected across the region. If you have plans for high school football Friday night, be prepared for the possibility of weather-related delays once again. And Ozzie Albies singled in the go-ahead run with two outs in the eighth inning, and the Atlanta Braves defeated Los Angeles 4-3 Tuesday night, snapping the Dodgers' six-game winning streak in a matchup of first-place clubs. Go, Braves, go!
I'm Jay Holland for Eagle 102.3 News. For more news and information, go to eagle1023.com.